Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatte joined by Missions outfielder Kai Roberts. Yesterday, Kai, 3 for 3, 2 walks, so you're on base 5 times, hit your first home run of the year. How good did it feel to kind of put everything together?
Yeah, it felt great. First time this year where I really had everything kind of go my way at the plate.
What are you seeing on the base paths out there? You haven't been caught yet. You're 13 for 13, 3 more stolen bases yesterday. What has been the focus when you get on?
Just to go, be aggressive. Working with Timmy LeCastro is just to be err on the side of aggression, especially at this level and with the disengagement rule. It's very important to err on this side of on aggressiveness when you have speed like this.
You went to college at Utah. You're from Utah. You were part of the Pac-12, a conference that doesn't really exist anymore in the same way. How special is it to have been a part of a legendary history like that? And how bittersweet is it to have seen it kind of go away?
No, it's really cool. I feel very, very blessed and honored to be able to play in the Pac-12 and be able to play at all those schools along the coast, all the way from, you know, UCLA in the south, all the way up to Oregon in the north and Washington. It was really cool and special to me that I got to be able to see the entire West Coast during that conference and play in such a legendary baseball conference.
What did you learn from being in that conference and seeing all the high-level competition that they did for years? That, you know, the Pac-12 was known for being some of the best college baseball that there is.
You know, I think the one thing I learned the most in playing in the Pac was how to fail. It took till my senior year to finally get some pro looks, and I had a lot of failure my first 3 years of school, and I think that has really helped me and my character and what I am today, and to be able to learn that and be able to face a top 5-round draft pick every Friday night in the Pac-12 was very important for me and ultimately the reason why I went to Utah. And I feel very, very blessed and honored to be able to play at the University of Utah.
How cool was it to be in your hometown program, a place that you knew very well growing up?
It was amazing. I love Utah and I love Salt Lake, and it'll always have a special place in my heart. And you know, my dad was at BYU, and then I chose to go to the rival school. So I've got to see the entire state, and I love the University of Utah. And to be able to do the things that I did at Utah, and for that to be cemented there forever, while that's also my home, is very cool. Very, very cool for me and my family.
You were selected in the 7th round in 24 by the Padres. What was the draft process like, and how pleased were you to end up where you did?
I just feel honored and really just blessed to be able to have this opportunity. After getting no looks my junior year of college, I didn't have any expectations my senior year, and whoever called me first, I was going to go. I didn't care about the bonus or whatever, any of that crap, but just to be able to have this opportunity is something that I thank the Lord every day for.
What have been some of the philosophies that you've taken away from the Padres organization the last couple years? What's starting to really sink in?
Just to use my gifts to the best of my ability and use it to my advantage. I'm blessed with a lot of speed, and to play that game is something that I can control and I can do, and to do that and not try and be someone that I'm not. And I'm very grateful for the Padres, and for them to clarify that to me and to work with them is an honor.
What have you been enjoying about working with Missions manager Chris Tremme, his first year in the organization? He's bounced around. He's been in the minors for a long time as a player and then also as a manager and coordinator. What are some of the biggest things you've taken from him?
I love Tremme. Tremme's a great guy to play for, and he's very, very calm and collected. He has a great mindset, and he's been around the game for a long time, so he's helped me out a lot with that, and I'm very grateful to play for Tremme.
What have you enjoyed about being part of the Missions and this league, taking that jump up to AA?
It's very cool. I love being in San Antonio. Especially just being married, I think it's a great spot for me and my wife to live. And the community is awesome in San Antonio. I feel very grateful to be there. And I know my wife does as well, as we've seen the city on the off day. And there's a ton to do in San Antonio. And AA has been a great experience for me so far. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good challenge. And, you know, every spot that we play is a great spot. And I feel very grateful to be in this place that I'm at right now.
What's the biggest step up in terms of the pitching that you're facing in Double A versus in A ball?
You know, everybody throws 100 out of the bullpen. You're going to see 100 every night, and at this level, there was some of that in High A and Low A as well. But they're pitchers now in Double A, and a lot of these guys are major league ready. They're just waiting for that call, and so that's the biggest adjustment, is that they can pitch now as well as throw 100.
Thanks so much for the time, Kai.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Riders Field.